Okay, let's unpack this. We are living in a very strange moment for the digital economy. It really feels like the ground is shifting under our feet.
It is. It's a unique inflection point, and the rules of the game are changing faster than, well, most companies can keep up with.
Because if you look back at the last 10, maybe 15 years, the biggest problem for any company, whether you were a startup or a huge enterprise, was distribution.
Right.
It was just physically hard to get your stuff in front of people.
You had to fight for airtime, fight for shelf space. It was all about the pipes.
Exactly. But now, I mean, look around. Spotify, YouTube, Google, TikTok. The shelf space is effectively infinite.
The pipes are wide open. But that openness, it created a totally new problem, a massive bottleneck.
Because everyone has access now.
Everyone. So everyone is fighting for attention. And the bottleneck isn't distribution anymore, it's production.
We call this content saturation.
That's the term. And the issue is that creating the high quality assets you need to actually grab that attention, the podcasts, the videos, the articles, it's incredibly slow and expensive.
So expensive. And honestly, for the human teams doing it, it is
It's a
exhausting.
burnout engine. So today we are looking at a solution that, well, it claims to fix this. It's a piece of technology called the Auto Content API.
Which positions itself not just as a tool, but as an industrial engine for content.
An engine, I like that. So it takes raw data URLs, PDFs, text files, and it transforms them into broadcast quality multimedia.
Basically, it's decoupling content creation from human time constraints.
And that is the holy grail for scaling.
It is. If you can break that link between hours worked and content produced, you win.
But I don't want to just talk about this in the abstract. I want to see if this actually works. So we're going to run a kind of simulation today. We are taking a real giant of a company, Calendly.
The scheduling platform,
Massive.
the one used by 86% of the Fortune 500, we are going to take Calendly and mentally plug them into this auto content API to see how it could completely transform their growth engine.
This is a great case study because Calendly is already successful. I mean, they have over 100,000 organizations using them. They drive 169% ROI for customers.
So why do they need this?
Because even a giant like that has what we call trapped value.
Trapped value. That's an interesting phrase.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, let's look at their current state. If you go to Calendly's website right now, they have this massive resource library.
Okay.
It is filled with ebooks, webinars, guides. For example, they have this great report called The State of Meetings 2024.
Which, knowing them, is probably full of really good data.
It is, but here's the problem. A PDF report is static. It's trapped in that format.
Right.
Think about their target audience. A busy VP of sales running between meetings probably isn't going to sit down and read a 10-page PDF on their phone.
No way. They're going to skim the headline and close the tab.
They might listen to a podcast about it while driving to work. Or they might watch a 60-second video summary on LinkedIn while waiting for an elevator.
So the information is valuable, but the format limits who actually sees it.
Exactly. The value is trapped.
Okay, so the logical question is, why doesn't Calendly just make a podcast and a video for every PDF they write? They've got the money.
Because of what we call the manual trap, think about the sheer logistics involved.
It's a lot of people.
To manually turn that one State of Meetings guide into a podcast, a video, and maybe a social thread, you're talking about four different departments.
So you need your editorial team, your audio team.
Audio engineers, video editors, social media managers, it's a whole
And
machine.
that gets pricey fast.
Oh, yeah. The data shows that outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode can cost anywhere from, say, $100 to $15,000. A single short-form video, $50 to $300.
So if you have a library of, say, 100 blog posts, repurposing all of them manually is a six-figure project, minimum.
It's a massive capital expenditure, and that friction, that cost, it just stops companies from doing it. It's too hard.
Enter the Auto Content API. So how does this change the math?
It changes the whole philosophy. It moves from content generation, where a human creates from scratch, to content transformation.
Okay, so visualize this for me. I'm the marketing manager at Calendly. What do I actually do?
Imagine a Dropbox folder. You take that State of Meetings PDF and you just drop it into the folder. That's it. That's your job done.
I drag and drop a file. That's it.
You drag and drop. The API detects the file, it wakes up, and it ingests the content. Then, without any human touching it, it spits out a two-person conversational podcast, an MP3,
Okay.
a vertical video summary for TikTok, and a blog post summarizing the key takeaways.
So it shifts from a linear process, one person, one asset, to a parallel process. One input, many outputs.
And because it's an API, it's infinitely scalable. You aren't limited by your staff. You're only limited by how many server credits you want to use.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here. We have all heard bad text-to-speech. You know, it sounds like a robot reading a dictionary. If Calendly puts out robotic garbage, that hurts their brand, right?
That is a very valid concern. It's the first thing people think of. But this is where the technology has made a huge leap. We call it the audio revolution.
Is this anything like what Google did with Notebook LM?
It's very similar in quality. Google released Notebook LM with audio overviews, and people loved it because it sounded natural. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool.
Right, you have to upload everything manually.
Exactly. There's no automation. So Auto Content API is basically the industrial version of that. They even market themselves as the Notebook LM API alternative.
Okay, so what makes it sound so good?
It uses something called multi-speaker dynamics. It's not just one voice droning on.
So it's a conversation.
It generates a back and forth dialogue between two AI agents, a host and an expert. A bit like us.
It is slightly meta.
It is meta.
Yeah.
But it works. It mimics the natural flow of a radio show. It has interruptions, affirmations, different pacing. It makes the content, well, bingeable.
So let's apply this directly to Calendly. They have a blog with hundreds of articles, productivity, sales efficiency, all that stuff.
Right. Right now, those are just sitting there, mostly acting as SEO bait.
Okay.
But imagine if Calendly used the API to send their entire blog archive to the podcast generator endpoint.
They could launch a Calendly productivity network basically overnight.
Instantly. They could have a show called Always Interesting, which is actually a sample podcast the API generated but branded for them. Hundreds of unique episodes.
And there is a feature here that I think is wild, but also maybe a little controversial, voice cloning.
This is a huge leverage point for executive thought leadership. Huge.
Walk me through this, because usually getting a CEO to record a podcast is a total nightmare. They just don't have time.
No CEO has time to sit in a recording booth for an hour a week. But with this, Calendly could clone an executive's voice, with their permission, of course.
So the CEO just records a few minutes of audio once to train the model.
That's it. And then the marketing team can generate daily market thoughts or strategy updates narrated by the CEO without him ever opening a microphone again.
That is unbelievably efficient. But does it actually sound real?
The current generation captures intonation, breath, even the specific cadence of a person's speech. You'd want a human to review it, obviously, but the production time drops to zero.
I can see the internal application for this being massive, too.
Yeah.
Calendly has huge teams, sales, customer success.
Think about onboarding materials or, you know, compliance updates.
The stuff nobody ever reads.
Exactly. But nobody reads the 20-page compliance PDF. But if you turn that technical manual into a 10-minute internal podcast,
employees can listen to it while they're driving.
You turn dead time into learning time. It creates a culture of continuous learning because the barrier to consuming the info is just so low.
That's smart. Okay, let's pivot to the screen. Because audio is great, but video is where the eyeballs are.
82% of internet traffic is video. If you aren't doing video, you are effectively invisible to a huge part of the market.
And specifically, short-form video. TikTok, YouTube, Shorts. The outline here mentions faceless channels.
This is the strategy. Platforms like TikTok demand volume. To really grow, you need to be posting like 3 to 5 times a day.
3 to 5 times a day. A human team would burn out in a week trying to do that with any kind of quality.
It's completely unsustainable for humans, but for the API, it's trivial. There's a specific endpoint video create shorts.
And what do you get? What does it look like? Is it just stock footage?
No, it generates a 9.16 vertical video with AI avatars, synchronized lip syncing, and auto-generated subtitles. It looks like a real creator talking to the camera.
So Calendly could launch a scheduling tips channel on TikTok.
That's completely automated. Faceless videos explaining how to stop playing email tag or best times to book a sales call.
And the cost difference here. I want to double click on this because it just sounds too good to be true.
The numbers are stark. A manual video, even a cheap one, costs maybe $300 to produce professionally.
Right.
The API cost is around 400 credits.
Which translates to?
Approximately 4 euros.
Versus $300.
That is what we call cost arbitrage. It lets Calendly test hundreds of concepts. They can just flood the zone. If a video flops, they lost 4 euros. Who cares?
But it's not just for marketing, right? What about customer support? Calendly has complex features, routing forms, admin controls.
That's a huge friction point. If I can't figure out a feature, I might just leave. Or I submit a support ticket, which costs them money.
So they could use the API to make explainer videos for their help center?
They could crawl every single page of their help center and generate a 6-second explainer video for each article.
Hi, here's how you set up round robin scheduling.
Precisely. And embedding video on a page increases dwell time, which is a major SEO ranking factor. It's customer success automation disguised as content.
That is a serious double win.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go global, because Calendly is used all over the world.
Yep, they support English, French, Spanish, German, Portuguese.
But usually, if you want to market in Germany, you need a German marketing team or a very expensive agency.
That's the old barrier. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
50 plus.
Yes. So a US-based marketer at Calendly sets up a workflow. Every time an English podcast is created, the API instantly transcribes it, translates it, and then resynthesizes it into Spanish, German, and French.
Resynthesizes. So it seeks the new language. It's not just subtitles.
It generates the audio in the target language. So you get a native-sounding German podcast episode generated minutes after the English one.
Wow. All without hiring a local team.
You multiply your total addressable market, your TAM, without multiplying your headcount.
That is the definition of scaling. Now, this ties into something called programmatic SEO. This part gets a little technical, so let's break it down. Because I feel like PSEO is a buzzword people throw around.
It's simpler than it sounds. It's about creating thousands of landing pages for very specific use cases. So for Calendly, think about who uses them. Dentists. Plumbers. Tutors.
Right. You want to rank when a dentist searches for scheduling software for dentists.
The problem is thin content. If you just copy-paste the same text on 5,000 pages and only swap out the word dentist for plumber, Google will penalize you.
And writing 5,000 unique, high-quality guides is impossible for a human team. It would take years.
But not for the API. This is the multimedia solution.
So walk me through the stack for one single page. Let's say Calendly for tutors.
Okay. First, the Deep Research API writes a unique 500-word guide specifically about the scheduling challenges that tutors face. And not generic challenges, tutor challenges.
Okay, so the text is unique. Step one.
Then the podcast API creates a short discussion about how tutors can reduce no-shows.
Unique audio.
Got it. Then the video API makes a top 5 scheduling tips for tutors vertical video.
So that one landing page now has unique text, unique audio, and unique video.
Resulting in high information density and high dwell time. Google sees that and says, this is a high quality page, and you can dominate thousands of keywords at once.
That is incredibly powerful. It's like building an army of useful landing pages instead of spammy placeholders.
And it's only possible because the marginal cost of creating that media is near zero.
Speaking of being useful, let's talk about being fast, because the internet moves at the speed of light. The outline mentions real-time intelligence.
Speed is a feature. The API has an intelligence engine that uses deep research agents. It doesn't just write, it actively browses the live web.
And it plugs into social listening, right? Like on X and Reddit.
Exactly. This is where it gets really interesting. It can analyze sentiment and trends in real time.
So paint me a picture. Give me a scenario for this reaction loop.
Okay. Let's say the API detects a sudden spike in complaints on Twitter about missed meetings or email tag headaches. Maybe a competitor's server goes down.
The trigger.
The API sees this trend. It automatically triggers the creation of a market alert video short. The script explains exactly how Calendly solves that specific pain point that people are complaining about right now.
And this happens when?
In minutes.
Yeah.
It lets Calendly newsjack the conversation while it is still viral.
That moves marketing from being planned to being responsive. You're not just following a calendar, you're reacting to the world.
It's the difference between a billboard and a conversation.
We've been dancing around the money, but let's hit the numbers hard, the right economics of this. Because usually, enterprise software just means add a zero to the price tag.
The math here is actually what disrupts the entire model. Let's just look at the breakdown.
A human podcast. We said $150 to $500 on the low end.
Auto Content API, somewhere between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Okay. A human video, $300 minimum.
The API, about 4 euros.
And a deep research report.
Hundreds of dollars in analyst time versus maybe 1 or 2 euros on the API.
So what's the subscription model itself? Is it thousands a month?
It's flexible. It starts at 24 euros a month and goes up to about 166 euros a month for the high volume plan.
So for 166 euros a month, you're getting an entire industrial content factory.
Put it this way. For the price of 1 hour of a freelancer's time, Calendly could run a daily podcast for an entire month.
That's not just a saving. That's a total paradigm shift.
It allows for what we call the long tail ROI.
Explain that.
Because production is so cheap, you can profitably make content for tiny niche audiences. You could make a video just for dog walkers using Calendly in Austin, Texas.
A human budget would never, ever allow that. It's too niche.
Of course not. But if the video costs €4, you only need one dog walker to sign up to make a profit. It unlocks the entire long tail of the market.
So it effectively removes the risk from content creation. If a piece of content flops, you lost a few euros. Who cares?
You can experiment aggressively. Try weird ideas, different tones. The cost of failure is basically zero.
So bringing it all back to the start, we've seen how this API acts as a force multiplier. It takes what Calendly already has, their brand, their knowledge, and just automates all the heavy lifting.
It's a shift to what we call the automated enterprise. Growth isn't about who can hire the most writers anymore. It's about who has the best infrastructure.
It's not about working harder. It's about building a better machine.
That is the new reality.
But I want to leave our listeners with a thought here, maybe a bit of a challenge. We've talked about how amazing this volume is, flooding the zone, being everywhere.
It is the dominant strategy right now, for sure.
But if the cost of creating high-quality audio and video drops to near zero and everyone starts doing this, if everyone floods the zone, what becomes the new scarcity?
That is the ultimate question, isn't it? When content is infinite, attention becomes even harder to get.
I think the answer is trust.
I think you're right.
Calendly already has that brand authority. They have the trust. This API just lets them amplify it at scale. But for a new player, it might just be more noise in the void.
The winners will be the ones who use automation to be the most helpful, not just the loudest. And Calendly has a huge opportunity here to be the most helpful voice in the room.
At a scale no human team could ever match. And that is a powerful place to be. Thanks for diving in with us.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time.